T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Brad Holmes, the general manager of the Detroit Lions, has been doing a pretty damn good job.
Yeah.
And how much of the success of the Lions right now is on Holmes? And are you confident that he has shown you that he can build a winner here long term?
Well, there's a few different reasons why I believe that he can. And it goes into some of the decisions he made early on about not, you know, re-signing or franchising Kenny Galladay. Mm-hmm. That obviously has not worked out for the Giants, and it's been nice not to have that contract sticking around. Mm-hmm. Obviously he made the decision to, you know, re-sign Romeo Okwara, mm-hmm. and that hasn't really paid off because of an injury. So you're going to have some of those. But when you look at the draft and when you look at the where the Lions' success is right now, the young players are playing well. And the fact that Taylor Decker, was he re-upped by Brad Holmes? Did they give him that contract extension, or did he inherit that with
Bob Quinn? I think it was Brad Holmes.
Brad Holmes re-upped him and re-upped Taylor or
Frank Ragnow.
So he's identified the parts that were salvageable and ones that he wanted to keep, and he has re-upped those. He is replacing some of the parts with younger players.
Yes.
When you look at the 2021 draft, and you've got, what, Penei Sewell, Aleem McNeil, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Derek Barnes as major contributors.
Yes.
Right now. And the fact that, you know, okay, Milifonwenu, he's still on the team,
right.
But you know, I'm talking about guys.
Uzuri Gase is a miss.
Yes, that's his big miss in the draft,
right.
So far.
Right.
And then you look at this year. You've got Aiden Hutchinson, Jameson Williams. A lot of questions still about Jameson Williams. It's a, you know, TBD. But Josh Pascal, Kirby Joseph, James Mitchell, Malcolm Rodriguez, James Houston.
Right.
Like you right now are expecting, I'm going to put Jameson Williams into the going to be here a while and actually contribute. You've got 7 of the 8 draft picks.
And Chase Lucas is on the practice squad, so he's not some guy they just got rid of.
Right, but 7 of 8,
yes,
that you hit on,
yes,
that are contributing. All right, so out of all of the picks, like he's nailing the draft right now.
Right, now to play devil's advocate for a second, the fact that the roster was so depleted is probably why some of these guys are contributing this early, but
correct.
That's part of it.
But they're getting that
damn
opportunity,
right,
to grow and grow early and faster, getting great experience. Now, moving forward, the questions that we don't know, and I also would say, especially because of what the Rams are doing this year, mm-hmm, the trade for Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff, you got a serviceable quarterback, you got 2 first-round picks that have been, you know, what, you know, you've parlayed it into Jameson Williams. And hopefully, whatever we see this year as the, you know, top 5 pick,
right,
into, you know, continuing this rebuild. So I think the trades have worked out well. I like the fact that he has made some free agent moves, some very small ones, and the ones that he doesn't feel are going to work out, he's been, hey, you know what?
See you later.
Cut bait.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, underrated signing Deshaun Elliott, right?
Yes. Underrated signing, Deshaun Elliott. I would agree with that. And then you look and you say, okay, well, this year is going to be a big test. When he goes to the free agent market and actually starts to spend some money, that's where we're going to take the next step in the era of Brad Holmes.
248-539-9797. That is the telephone number. We're discussing the Detroit Lions and Brad Holmes, the general manager, and what he's been able to do, especially hit on in the draft. And because of the draft success that we've seen thus far, and granted, it's not a huge sample size, we want to know if you are confident that he can build this team into a winning franchise, or will it just be, you know what?
And here's the other thing, is not just a winning franchise, a sustainably winning franchise.
Right.
And I believe, okay, we're going to have to find out this year in regards to, can he identify the correct needs, the most important needs of the team that can be addressed in free agency?
Mm-hmm.
Because you obviously will be able to address some of those in the upcoming draft. And with the way the schedule is set up, obviously free agency comes first. What can you do in free agency? And then complement that, obviously, with the draft. But it's going to be identifying those needs, going after, and selling your team on those to those free agents, creating contracts that are obviously favorable to the players, but doesn't put the Lions in a long-term cap situation, you know, in long-term cap hell. And is it sustainable? Because if you keep hitting on those draft picks every year, first round, you know, in a couple of years, Penei Sewell will come up, all right? You're going to have to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to make sure that you have the money to be able to pay him. Year after that, if Jameson Williams is a hit, you're going to have to pay Jameson Williams. At the same time, you're going to have to pay Aiden Hutchinson. Like, how do you manage the salary cap? That's going to be a large part of the sustainable success.
Here's the other thing, and this is I can't believe this question is even going to be coming out of my mouth right now.
Yeah.
If these draft picks that we talk about have continued to play well, okay, you talk about going into for the rest of this season,
yeah,
and you go into free agency, what are their biggest needs to go after in free agency? Just what, defensive tackle, another cornerback, and a linebacker? I mean, between Swift and Jamal Williams, are you going to really spend big money on a running back? No.
Williams is contract is up.
Right. So you bring him, you think you're going to bring him back.
You got to be careful about overpaying for him.
Okay, but you think you're going to bring him back, at least you want to. All right. So wide receiver, if Jameson Williams is good, you have him, St. Brown. I think Chark would probably come back. I really don't think there's a major need to spend money on another wide receiver. I'm talking about major money. Quarterback, you're not going to go get one, right? Offensive line, you're not going to spend major money on. They don't really need to spend major money on.
I will
one
say this about the second pick in the first round is going to be potentially attractive for a team to move up. If the Lions aren't interested in Smith and Jigba or Addison, if they're still there, and to slide down and get more capital, and so you're kicking more capital down into future years, that would go along with how many needs. I still think they have quite a few defensive needs, to be honest with
you. Yeah.
But what John said about if your draft record is making you concerned about how you're going to pay guys,
that's
down
good.
The road, that's a dang good thing to have.
No, it's a great thing. That's my question. I mean, obviously, this is right now happening in a vacuum because we're talking about Jameson Williams, we're talking about Penei Sewell, Aiden Hutchinson, all of these different players that are drafted high right now, paying off, but also not being hurt.
What you got to do is find the right guy to move at the right time and not pay him. You know, and that's
which is what they did with TJ Hockenson.
It's probably. Yeah, but let's face it. TJ was just an okay player.
I'm
talking about this is probably where you cannot pay three offensive linemen top end money. And this is where you got to look to move probably one of those guys at some point. And you got to bite the bullet a little bit because you realize I got to pay other positions. You know, this is why if they for somehow, some reason could get a young QB
right
under the rookie deal and capture that window. That's where that golf money comes in handy, where you can then keep the offensive line. So that's why I'm not against them. You know, that's why I kind of am open to the Bryce Young thing, because I personally believe he can play in this league, and I think he might be able to play at the level that Jared Goff does. I do have concerns about his size.
Yeah, but the Lions are going to get that number one overall pick. So I don't know that Bryce Young's going to be in the cards.
No.
Here's the other thing is if you're drafting this way and you talk about the needs and you've got to pick out which guys you can move on and get some capital for. But if you're drafting this way, then obviously you're confident enough that you can draft a replacement.
Right.
And so right now I would look at this, in this draft, you're going to have to find a guard, some more depth.
Correct.
On the offensive line.
Not in the first round, though.
No, not in the first round. No, I'm not saying that. But, late second, I would be fine taking a guard.
Absolutely. That's why, and like I mentioned, the positions of need, if they can get Jalen Carter,
defensive tackle.
Yes.
And then you look at linebacker. I think they could use a lot of help at linebacker.
Yes.
And then in the secondary,
they need
a corner and a safety.
Right. Well, if you assume that Tracy Walker is going to come back healthy, you got Kirby Joseph as your other safety, and you need more depth, yes.
Yes.
So, but definitely corner. No doubt about that.
My obsession with getting the second pick is because I do think Bryce Young will be gone. I kind of think that will allow Brad Holmes to be off the hook because he never had a chance to take him. If he has a chance to take him, he's going to be severely criticized if he passes on him and he turns into a QB. But the reason I want Will Anderson still, and I like Jalen Carter, and if you get the third pick or lower, I'd be happy with that. But I want Will Anderson because I'm a big believer when guys are graded in a special territory entering the NFL draft, that they pan out at such a ridiculous rate and turn into Pro Bowlers and potential Hall of Famers. And if you get that, this town would just be going gaga over Hutchinson on one side and Anderson on another.
Yeah.
This will make Hutchinson better.
Then you trade one of the Okwaras for
In some ways, what you're doing, you're putting the NFL's version of Ojabo with Hutchinson.
Yeah.
I mean, that is chaos. Getting a pass rush.
Yeah, but I think Anderson is much more versatile than Ojabo. He can do a lot of things.
There's no question, but that's what you saw at Michigan, and you saw how effective Aiden was with somebody else like that on the other side.
Right. That's what I'm saying is when you got him coming from both sides, that's how you defeat the elite quarterbacks in this league.
248-539-9797. Here are some ticket texts. Time to fire Dan Campbell and promote Ben Johnson. If you don't, Ben Johnson will be head coach of the Houston Texans next year, and them drafting Bryce Young, Ben Johnson could be the next Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Mike McDaniel, offensive genius head coach.
Let's not get carried away just yet. Do I think he is eventually going to be a head coach and one of the sought-after offensive minds? Yes. But I believe he'll get some interviews. I doubt he gets a job until probably 24.
The Levi pick over JOK from Notre Dame in 21 is my only knock against Brad Holmes. There are a lot of players they could have taken.
A lot of players, I wasn't a fan of taking Levi either.
If that's your only knock, I don't know how you can't give this guy an A- at his job at this point.
Exactly.
I said B+ about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm up to A- now, and I will go back down if it doesn't look probably significantly, maybe to a B- if J-Mo just looks like that was a trade he never should have made. But he's very well could be a great receiver, too. And if it is, it's an A+.
Or a great gunner. You guys didn't see the Rams got Baker Mayfield. That pick is going to end up being outside the top 10 now. Really?
What?
Really? Have you watched Baker Mayfield the last two years?
Wins out?
Now, you could argue whether it's an upgrade over John Woodford, okay?
But at this time of the year.
No, it's not.
Like, okay, Baker needs a lot around him. He had a lot around him in Cleveland and couldn't win.
No.
They play tomorrow night, too.
Yes.
He's not playing. They play the Raiders, though, and I don't trust the Raiders.
No,
he
is.
But let's remember, Cleveland had one of the best offensive lines in front of Baker Mayfield.
Right.
The Rams do not have that now.
I know. I agree with you. From day one, they've said we're building this the right way with a long-term vision. We're doing it through the draft. And to their credit, that's exactly what's happening. Holmes is hitting his picks in a big way, and Campbell has them believing in themselves. The offseason, this one coming up, is the biggest one this franchise has had in a very long time. Super exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Holmes, excited with team, plus a lot of draft picks and free agent money. Can't think of ever having this type of optimism about the Lions' direction. The Hockenson move was good as well.
Yeah.
Until he scores 3 touchdowns on Sunday, but that's okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're looking at 10 picks in the last 2 drafts that are probably going to be on this roster for a couple years.
Yes.
That is a huge home run when you put compare that against the rest of the league.
Damn right.
And now you have five of the top 77 picks at this current moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, sitting there, you know, criticizing him, and well, we pointed out, but criticizing him for the Levi pick, everybody makes a mistake. Hell, Howie Roseman, everybody considers him a really good general manager. He took Jalen Reagor instead of Justin Jefferson. They all make mistakes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.